Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle. Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps, I am uber excited. I have an incredible guest. His name is Payman Tahi, and he is the CEO of a software platform called VizMe. Now, you may or may not have heard of this, but this is one cool tool, and I wanted to get him in front of you so that you could learn about it. So, Payman, how are you doing today, man?
I'm doing awesome. Thank you.
Awesome. I can't wait to dig into this because it's got so many cool features and functions, and you just came out with a new version 2.0. We'll kind of dig into that. But what I like to do is get people started to get to know you. And you, in college, were doing web development, and then you kind of did that web thing, and all of a sudden you basically birthed the whole industry around VizMe. So why don't you talk about that transition?
Yeah, sure. So, I mean, I was a biology major. That's what I was doing. I ended up starting to design websites as a way to kind of pay for my books at college and so on, because I had no scholarship. And, you know, my parents, I don't want to say poor, but, you know, middle class and University of Maryland, not cheap to go to. So I love design. I like graphics. I sucked at drawing stuff, but I was okay at it on the computer. Oh, just okay, not great. And so I started doing websites. This is in 2001 when things were taking off with everybody needing a web page. And fast forward about 6 or 7 years, I ended up not going to graduate school. So I ditched the biology major, although I still love learning about it, and ended up just creating websites and launching a small web agency from a freelance to kind of a team of about 7 or 8 people. Most of what we did in those days, for anybody that's been around for at least 10 years on the internet, you know, all the animated interactive stuff that you saw pre-2011 or 10 was made with this technology called, this plugin called Flash. So Adobe, the company, owned the Flash plugin. It was installed in a different browser. So designers like myself would create these interactive animated intros and all the cool stuff that you saw. Then came out the iPhone and basically disrupted the whole industry, where Apple did not want on their mobile devices to support Flash anymore for all the right reasons. And therefore, that was a turning point. So what I wanted to do was, as just an experiment, to create a software that me, myself, and other designers could use, where the content that you created wasn't Flash-based, but it still kind of did what Flash was, animated graphics, right? And we put that up in front of a little focus group. Real quick, fast forward, in front of the focus group, they were, you know, it was very buggy. But what I determined that day, because most of the people that actually came were not designers, thankfully, because that was a turning point when I realized individuals, non-designers, are trying to create and use this tool to, you know, when he said, hey, I want you to create a design, they were trying to create what they could do, let's say, in PowerPoint. So they're trying to create a presentation, or somebody was trying to create an infographic, that was a popular term, you know, starting to pick up those days. And that was a turning point that day. So, you know, light bulb moment was, okay, I need to turn this around, revamp this, because it needs to empower non-designers to be able to create this type of content, something they can be proud of. And then on the other side of the coin was my own frustration over the years, where I was using all the high-end software, Adobe, Photoshop, Illustrator, things that professionals use, very heavy software, learning curve is high. But then at the same time, the interface is all different. So if I'm creating a presentation for a client, I'm going from Keynote or PowerPoint to creating graphics in Illustrator and maybe in Photoshop and having to bring those in. Every single software is different, 3 different tools, 4 different tools. So putting all those together, I wanted to create and change things around. Create one tool that runs on a browser that allows non-designers to be able to create any type of visual content that they want. Presentation, infographics, graphics for your website, social graphics, and so on, all of those in one tool, one interface, and make it where it's not so dumbed down that you're heavily restricted, but also make it powerful enough that you can also have flexibility, can do what you want. So the best way to put it for people that have never heard of the tool is, you take PowerPoint and you, let's say, marry it with a design tool such as Canva, which most people have heard probably by this time. You put the two together, and we take the key features that both of those tools do, and we put them together, and then we put it on steroids with all sorts of assets, graphics, beautiful templates. We have a whole design team, and in the new version that we have, what differentiates us is that not only can you create very simple graphics or just, you know, pretty nice-looking presentations, but you can also make them fully engaging without doing anything. It's already interactive when you present that presentation. You can drag and drop these animated illustrations and these beautiful characters that you can customize and apply different poses to. We have very heavy charting and data visualization. So not only can you visualize stats and figures with percentages and numbers, but you can also pretty much tap into over 20-something charts that you have the full capacity to customize and make it exactly the way that you want to visualize data. So we're basically the all-in-one visual communication tool, regardless of the type of content you want to create, except boring documents. That is one thing VisMe is not for.
Amen to that, man. Hey, listen, I grew up way back, and I'm not going to tell you the year, but when people were presenting, when I was first working, they had overhead projectors with typed type on it, and that was it. That was cool back then. So we've come a long way, baby. But so my audience kind of gets their arms around this, and you kind of said it, is on the one spectrum, we've got Canva, which is this free tool that you can pay for that does, you know, it does graphics, it does infographics, it does PowerPoint slides, it does all that kind of stuff. And then on the other side of the coin, we've got the Adobe Creative Suite, which does, you know, intense things. I mean, you can go all the way to After Effects, where you can create explosions of what they make movies at. And so what you're doing is you're kind of putting in the hands of the average person, and I think more so for the professionals. I mean, I think that people that understand how to create content, because let's face it, the bottom line is, you know, no matter how good the booms and the zips and the moves and all that stuff is, if you don't have great content, it's going to get lost in translation. So you're giving these people, kind of the mid-range people, the ability to, you know, get the best of Canva as far as the ease goes with a little bit of the, you know, heavy duty capabilities of a Adobe suite, and kind of marrying the two. So break it down into, you know, the core things that this thing does, because I don't think people really understand it. And I don't, honestly, because I played with it, but I haven't gotten that deep into it. And so, you know, what attracted me was the infographics, but also some of the, you know, presentation style things, the PowerPoint style things, but this does more. So can you break it down to each one of those kind of like little pillars?
Yeah. So let's break it down to the following. Mm-hmm. If you want to present information, often you may do it as a presentation format in front of an audience. You create, in essence, a presentation, right? So slides, you go back and forth between them. And also, if you wanted to visualize data, you would create a chart or a graph or map. And that could be in a slide, or that could be a standalone chart that you download and just email it, you know, put it online, and or however you want to use it, or put it back into your PowerPoint. And the, and before I go to the next part, when we're talking about data visualization, the other one is to be able to kind of to be able to create infographics. Infographics, imagine a presentation. And it's just that you take all the slides and you just stack them on top of each other. It's just a very tall page. That's what it is. And instead of pages, you have sections, and each section is, you know, talking about a certain topic and so on. So you could, you know, do comparisons, timelines. You're not bound by the width and height. Well, you're not bound by the height, so you can make it as tall as you want. So it's really good because you can just go from the top to the bottom and explain something, a process, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and so on. And that could include a chart, it could include text, it could include images, combining, they call it infographics, like information in a graphic format. And then the other side, then you're dealing with simple graphics and memes. So, you know, on your social media feed, you see it all the time. It's text, maybe with an image underneath of it, a background, and maybe there's a message or an icon, you know, so you see those all the time. So basically, those are social graphics, and the same thing can be on your website. So VisMe does all of those and more. And what's the more? The more is that you could also create, in the new version of VisMe, any of those formats that I just told you about, you could also download as a GIF or as a video. So you could create that presentation as a video presentation. So it's fully interactive, animated, things move around. You could actually put video and music behind it if you want, attached to slides. And if you want to take things a step further, you could link a slide to another. So, hey, to learn more about this, click here, and you skip slide two and take them to slide seven, for example. In VizMe, every single object can have an action, regardless of what you create. It could be an infographic or a presentation in this case. Or if I roll over this map, I want to show a chart to the left of it because I'm, let's say, focusing on, unfortunately, right now with the COVID-19, the coronavirus that's going, which state in the U.S. has had the most impact financially, or maybe in terms of the growth of the number of cases capturing the disease. So you could do that. Or what you can do is you could link to another website, link to another area. Going a step further, in VizMe, you can actually embed a video from YouTube or Vimeo. We have a video library that we just added in, so you can just drag and drop these beautiful videos that you could put as a background, for example, for your first slide intro. So when you are, the first slide they get to is got this nice repeating kind of a abstract video behind it. You could do that. And I could keep going on, but all of these are also, they're almost hidden in a way. This advanced functionality I'm talking about, when I say advanced, they're extremely easy to use. You click an object, you click the link icon. What do I want to do? Oh, I want to link this to another slide. Okay, go to slide three. It doesn't require any coding, and it's a very low learning curve. But at the same time, the tool is where we've created in a way, it's taken us 6.5 years, where we've kind of hidden things that most users use, but they're at the same time, they're not so hidden, you will never find them. So the things that are in front of you are the things that most people are going to use. And then later you just graduate into other steps. So when we talk about these other functionalities, sometimes non-designers can get scared and like, oh my God, that's for designers. That's not the case.
Well, that's the thing about this is everything you just talked about, and you have so much passion about it, but it can be overwhelming. It's just, there's so much to do, but I want to kind of break it down again and simplify it. Some of my audience, I'm sure, have seen the thing Prezi. And, so in other words, Prezi was really cool because you'd basically have this moving graphic. And when you click on something, then another thing would come out of it. Flash was built around that as well, as you could click something and then something would happen. And, what people need to first start thinking about is, what do you want to create? And are you creating a cool interactive presentation that you want to put on a slideshow? Are you doing something that you're going to give live? Is it a segment that I can maybe drop into a PowerPoint that I already have? When you look at the basics of what you do, it's presentations, it's infographics. You can do print documents and printables and things like that. You can do simple web graphics. You can do social graphics. And you could do all of the things. I think one of the kind of the hidden things inside of what you've built is you have libraries of items that people can use. Libraries of charts, libraries of bullet points, and different pieces that are already pre-created. So you don't have to be a graphic artist. You basically grab a theme. It gives you the pieces, and you can start from scratch and start to build, or you can take a pre-existing one and start moving it around and modify it the way you want. But the key thing is number one, figure out what you're trying to produce. And then number two, produce it. And then I think the next thing that people should do is, how can I make this better? How can I make it more interactive? How can I do something that's just going to make people go, whoa, right?
Exactly. And that's right. So, you got to start with just the basics. The basics are something that is just very simple, clean, professional, has your message. It starts with a message, and also you pick, what am I trying to do? Okay, I want to convey a message, or I'm trying to tell a story. And that story could be about, hey, in the last quarter, this is what occurred in our company and organization. Here's what our goals are for the next. That's telling a story, and you could tell them in different ways. We're not in the business of like forcing people to have to do something they don't want to do. That we give you the freedom, and then we set some basic boundaries. I don't think people should be so restricted, where they hit, they hit corners all the time. And don't get me wrong, we have plans for businesses where companies, large companies come in and they can set the brand guidelines, they can lock slides, they can lock fonts and certain colors only their company and team can use. You could do all of those, but that's if you want to do it. Otherwise, you know, it's there to kind of we call it unleash your creativity sometimes, you know, and that's what the tool is set up for. So the other angle to think of it is that if you want to create, let's say I'm using a word presentation because that a lot of people are used to doing that, but let's say you want to create a graphic, you just want to create a graphic for social and you use some other tool, any tool. You know, you need to have a wide selection of fonts. You need to have a array of icons in different styles. We hand pick those. We don't just flood it. There are tools out there that will tell you they have more icons than we do. Sure, no problem. But we hand select our icons. Our design team selects that there should be an outline and that it should be complementary to the other ones. We hand select those so that you have, that you're not just inundated with all sorts of graphics and icons. Sometimes can look cheesy and not professional and so on. And in the new version of Ismini we just launched, we also have done the same thing for interactivity. So not only do you have a large access to access to all the shapes and icons and that you want and lines and basic items, but now you have these drag and drop illustrations. So let's say that I'm talking about business or finance and the stock market today went down, you know, X number of percent. We have this, you know, piggy bank illustration, very beautifully done. And it's got the coins coming out of it. And then so you just drag and drop and you put it next to your message and it's already animated. You don't have to do anything. And you could change its colors if you want to. You could even tell it to repeat itself. So what's the point of that is that, you know, what's happening right now, if you I challenge anyone to go through their Twitter or their Facebook feed and just scroll down. And very likely the items that will catch your attention, the posts, are the ones that have some sort of animation or some sort of video asset, some sort of a GIF repetition to them. And then you may actually read the messages. Again, this is not, you have to have a story to tell. You have to have a messaging. But when the time comes to create it, with a tool like ours, you're able to create content that can stand out a little bit over the other. So you can drive that message through. It's to support the messaging at the end of the day. It starts with your story.
Exactly. Yep. So the biggest thing about it is, number one, is you provide an incredible amount of templates. So you can actually go and search for these templates and find, say you want to do something corporate, you want to do something fun, you want to do something. So you can go search for those templates. You basically package the icons, the animation, the things around it, and then you can start building from there. And you can, if you like that, maybe try it in a different one. You know, is it, let me ask you this. If I create something in one template, can I apply a different template to it and will it automatically take that content or am I pretty much stuck to the one template?
Yeah. So, the templates, Vizme is a free form system. All the layers can move around to wherever you want. So therefore, once you create a template itself, you can change to another template, but the content you've already set in, it's that template. Because the reason is our templates are designed where the content is almost different every single one.
Right.
So you might have a social graphic that might be about, it might be focusing on CTA, call to action, about like getting signups for eBooks. And you might have one that is about Black Friday or one about some holiday. You know what I mean? So the content is different. The number of texts is different. So as a result, the designs are different. Now, what you can do is, you're not married to a specific color theme. In every single one of our templates, you could literally in a click change the entire color scheme. Every shape, every icon, every object in it, in one click, we give you these theme colors. You just click and you can change that. Mm-hmm. So that, that's one of the problems with a lot of templates. People look at it and like, yeah, this is nice, but I don't like the color on it. All you have to do, we give you a ton of options to select the structure of the template. The template that is closest to the structure. Okay, I'm trying to compare my product to another product, and therefore you go to Vizme, you go and search by keyword, and when you go to create something, because we have a search option now, and you say, hey, comparison, and then you have all these options. You just find the one that's got a closest structure to what you want to say, and then you open it up, in one click, change the whole color scheme, and even the icons that are there, it might be talking about travel, like, this plane versus that plane, that's okay. You just click on the icon for the plane, you switch it to another icon that we give you, the one that you like, and just change the text. Boom, you're done.
Yeah, so the bottom line is don't let the color scheme of the template, defer you from trying it, because you can always go change that. So
you can change all those, yeah.
Yeah, so the bottom line with this, guys, is you need to get in there and you need to go play. And I would say set aside a couple of hours because there are so many choices. It's worth getting in there and just try some stuff. And when you start seeing how it works, I think you're really going to dig the interactivity. You're going to dig the ability to make the changes, the icons, the sets. Here is the bottom line. Just go play. Once you start playing with it, I guarantee you're going to become addicted. So if people want to go play with it, what's the best way for them to do that?
Sure. Just go to vizme.co or .com. Both of it's us. They're going to get directed to the right place. And it is a free tool, actually. So everybody starts free. And then you can use it as long as you want a free format. And then, you know, we have paid versions that are pretty inexpensive. I mean, for a tool like ours, we're constantly told that it does all of these. It gives me all these assets and it only costs this much. It's almost like you have to use, you take two or three tools to do everything that Vizme does, you're going to pay two to three times as much. So we have pricing that starts as little as $25 a month. And then, it, you know, we have another plan that's a little bit higher that gives all the other assets. And then you can use it as long as you want. If you want to get premium options, you can always upgrade to that.
And I'm assuming people can upgrade and downgrade at any time, right?
Yeah, they can do that at any time.
Yep. So you need that more firepower for one project. You can jump up and you can move back to where you are. But the key thing is get in there and play. So go to vizme.com or vizme.co. Check it out. Now, if people want to get a hold of you, what's the best way for them to do that?
Yeah, the best would be to just go on LinkedIn and type my name, Payman, P-A-Y-M-A-N, and last name is T-A-E-I, T as in Tom. There's nobody else with my first name and last name together, so I'm sure you're going to come up with one name, and that's me. So connect with me through there. That's the best way to get in touch with me.
Awesome. Payman, this has been a blast, and you have dropped some great sizzling hot bacon knowledge bombs on my peeps because I don't think they know how cool they can make their graphics online. I'm looking forward to digging in deeper because I want to create what I consider to be scroll-stopping content. I want people to go, how the heck did you do that? And that's essentially what I think everybody should, you know, try to do. So I appreciate you. I appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us, man. I look forward to getting together with you again as you keep building this this tool for us to use, man.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.